introducing today's contestants, a compliance specialist from Washington, D.C., Rachel Keene. A restaurateur and sommelier from South Portland, Maine, Nathan Berger. And our returning champion, a television director from Cadillac, Michigan, Ben Scripps, whose two-day cash winnings total $38,158. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, everyone. In his two victories so far, Ben has demonstrated that he can come from behind to take the game, or he can lead all the way through in a runaway game. What does he have in store for us today against Nathan and Rachel? They're eager to discover, I'm sure. So good luck, players. Here we go into the Jeopardy round. One daily double awaiting you in one of these categories, starting off with It Was All Yellow. Yeah. German animal names. Hats all, folks. The end is just the beginning. E-N-D coming up at the beginning of each correct response. Next, in Portland, we want you to name the country for us. And finally, out of their league. Ben, start.
It was all yellow for 200, please.
Elton John sang that his future lies beyond this. Ben?
What is the Yellow Brick Road?
That's it.
Yellow, 400?
The Norris LaGuardia Act said yellow dog contracts can't stop workers from forming these. Ben.
What are unions?
Yes.
Yellow, 600.
Colorful, anatomical, hyphenated word for a coward. Ben.
What is a yellow belly?
Yes.
Yellow, 8.
Yellow fever destroys liver cells, causing this yellowing of the skin and eyes. Ben again.
What is jaundice?
Good.
Yellow, 1,000.
In Ant-Man, Corey Stoll plays Darren Cross, who assumes the identity of this nemesis. Nathan.
It was the Yellow Jacket.
That's right.
German animal names are 200.
Tittenfish or inkfish is this creature. Nathan.
What is the squid?
Squid or octopus? We'll accept either one.
Animals for 4.
Words for shield and toad combine to make the German name for this reptile. Rachel.
What's a turtle?
Turtle. You got it.
Portland, 200.
Haiphong. Rachel.
What is Vietnam?
Yes.
Portland, 400.
Piraeus. Rachel.
What is Greece?
Yeah.
Portland, 600.
Incheon, also home to this country's busiest airport. Nathan.
What is South Korea?
Correct.
Same category, 8.
Port Said, East. Rachel.
What is Saudi Arabia?
No. Nathan or Ben? Port Said, Egypt.
Mm.
Back to you, Nathan.
Let's finish the category for 1,000.
Colon, founded in 1850. Nathan.
What is Colombia?
No. Rachel.
What is Cuba?
No. What is Panama? Mm. Panama. Nathan, back to you.
Animal name 600.
Answer. Daily double. You can risk up to 1,000, though you have but 800.
I could go 1,000, but I've always wanted to say, let's make it a true daily double.
All right, for $800 then, here is the clue. This bug's German name, Stechmücke, translates to stabbing gnat.
What is a wasp?
No, what is a mosquito? Mosquito. All right, you drop to 0. Go again.
800 for animal names, please.
Nachtschnecke, the German word for this gastropod, translates as naked snail. Nathan.
What is a slug?
Slug, yes.
And let's finish the category for 1,000.
From the way they stand up, these African mongoose relatives are called little earthmen in German. Rachel?
What's a meerkat?
Meerkat. And with that, you get back on the plus side and you take us into our first commercial break. So we'll pause. Back in a moment. We all have favorite places we have visited in America or around the world. Rachel Keene has a place. Where is it?
Yeah, so I had the privilege of visiting Big Bend National Park for the first time this year. We road trip through it, and it was absolutely beautiful. It's not very visited, so there's a lot of wide open spaces.
Okay, good for you. Nathan Berger is from South Portland, Maine, a restaurateur and sommelier who... Now, that sounds like you live a very quiet, contemplative life, and yet you're into a lot of physical activities involving dangerous stuff.
Well, it's not so dangerous when you're in it, but yeah, I've been really fortunate to travel a lot. I've gotten to scuba dive, surrounded by a number of sharks. We've been swimming with humpback whales right outside a family home in Latin America, and I did a bunch of skydiving when I was still in high school. It's been exciting.
Well, okay, what's next on your agenda?
Well, if I win enough money here, I'd love to go shark diving in outside Cape Town with the Great Whites.
Yeah, in a cage.
Sure.
Thank you. Yes. Ben Scripps is our champion, television director. What kind of directing do you do?
We do local newscasts. Ah. So I do a 6 o'clock newscast every day. And basically, I like to tell people I'm a button-pushing monkey.
Uh-huh.
I sit behind the switcher and push the right buttons in the right order.
All right, good for you. Rachel, you are in command of the board right now, young lady. Go ahead.
The end is just the beginning for 200.
The ability to continue doing something for a long time, despite how difficult or unpleasant it may be. Nathan?
Was endurance?
That's the word.
The end is just the beginning, 400.
It's the act of giving official and public support to someone or something. Rachel?
What is endorse?
Yes.
The end, 600.
To strive. The United States went British style spelling this space shuttle's name. Ben?
What is endeavor?
That's the word.
End, 800.
This type of medical examination uses a very small camera on a long, thin tube to look at the body's interior. Ben.
What is an endoscopy?
Yes.
End, 1,000?
A variety of chicory, this plant with curled leaves, is cultivated as a salad green. Nathan.
What is endive?
Yes.
Out of their league, 200.
This team moved from the National League to the American League in 2013 and won a now controversial title in 2017. Ben.
We're the Houston Astros.
Correct.
League 400.
The Boston Patriots were among the teams that moved out of this defunct league in a 1970 merger. Ben.
What is the AFL?
Yes, American Football League.
League 600.
When this team moved from the ABA to the NBA in 1976, Doug Moe, not Greg Popovich, was its head coach. Talking about the San Antonio Spurs. Ben?
League 800.
This team moved from the NBL to the BAA in 1948, to the NBA in 1949, and to LA in 1960. Rachel?
Who are the Lakers?
Lakers, correct.
League 1000.
The NHL got a great deal when this team and 18-year-old Wayne Gretzky moved over from the WHA, the World Hockey Association, in 1979. Ben.
Who are the Edmonton Oilers?
Correct.
Hats, 200.
At the Alamo gift shop, you can purchase a replica of this man's coonskin cap. Ben.
Who is Davy Crockett?
Yes.
400 hats.
A zucchetto is a religious skull cap, and if it's red, it's worn by someone of this high Catholic rank. Ben.
What is cardinal?
Cardinal. Yes. Good.
Hats, 600.
In the Roman hat mystery, which introduced Ellery Queen, a missing one of these tall, formal men's hats holds the key to a murder. Nathan.
Was the top hat?
Top hat, right you are.
Hats for 800.
In A Clockwork Orange, teenage criminal Alex and his droogs wear this kind of hat, also known as a derby. Ben.
What is a bowler?
Good. Now the last clue. This three-sided hat was a hallmark of Revolutionary War-era fashion. Ben?
What is a tri-corner hat?
Yes. And with that, you go to 7,400. Big lead for you once again. Rachel, though, in third place, will be the one selecting first in the Double Jeopardy round when we come back. Once again, Ben getting off to a very good start. But Rachel, the first selection is yours, and here are the categories. Characters from American folklore, followed by consecutive Oscar nominations, peace talk, literary landmarks as designated by the American Library Association. That's followed by Alexander the Great. And finally, high-scoring four-letter Scrabble words. All right, Rachel, start us.
Literary landmarks for 400.
A 2006 landmark at the gate of Chicago's Union Stockyards honors the 100th anniversary of this Upton Sinclair novel. Rachel.
What's The Jungle?
The Jungle is right.
Literary landmarks for 800.
Landmarks in this city at the very bottom of Florida include homes of Robert Frost, John Hersey, and Wallace Stevens. Rachel.
What's Key West?
Correct.
Literary Landmarks 1200.
Visit the Art Deco building in New York City, where Eric Maria Remarque, author of this anti-war novel about World War I, lived until his death. And his novel was All Quiet on the Western Front. Rachel.
Literary Landmarks for 1600.
The birthplace of F. Scott Fitzgerald is a landmark at 481 Laurel Avenue in this Midwestern state capital. Rachel.
What, St. Paul?
Good.
Literary Landmarks for 2000.
19 of this man's monologues, including Morning, Noon, and Night, were written at his home in Sag Harbor, New York. And his name is Spalding Gray. Mm-hmm. Let's go somewhere else now. Rachel?
High-scoring Scrabble words for 400.
A synonym for slothful or idle. 16 points. Nathan?
What is lazy?
Yeah.
Scrabble words, 800.
Similar to a vixen or attractive. 17 points. Ben?
What is vulpine?
No. Nathan or Rachel? Remember, we're dealing with four-letter words, so foxy is the one we're going for here. Nathan?
Oscar nominations, 400, please.
Best Actress for The Client, 1994, and Dead Man Walking, 1995. Ben?
Who is Susan Sarandon?
Yes.
Oscars, 8.
Best Director, Mystic River, 2004, and Best Actor, Million Dollar Baby, 2005. Nathan?
Was Clint Eastwood?
Yes.
Oscar nominations, 1200.
Best Supporting Actress, The Help, 2011, and Best Actress, Zero Dark Thirty, 2012. Nathan.
Who is Jessica Chastain?
Correct.
Oscar nomination, 1600.
Best Original Song, You've Got a Friend in Me from Toy Story, 1995, and Best Original Musical Score, James and the Giant Peach, 1996. Nathan.
Who's Randy Newman?
Yes.
Oscar nominations, 2000.
Best Actor, Silver Linings Playbook, 2012. And Best Supporting Actor, American Hustle, 2013. Nathan again.
Who's Bradley Cooper?
Good. You did well in the category.
Thank you. Alexander the Great, 400.
When Alexander set out to conquer Asia, he left Antipater as regent in charge of this home kingdom. Ben?
What is Macedonia?
That's right.
Alexander, 8.
Answer there. The Daily Double. Well, Nathan's been on a roll of late, and he's taken the lead away from you.
2,000, please.
That'll put you back in the lead if you are right. Alexander tried to look to the future by consulting the This of Zeus Amun in the Sahara, but never revealed what he had learned.
What is the Oracle?
Oracle, that's it, yes. Well done.
Alexander, 1,200, please.
Inspiring in him an interest in philosophy and science, this Greek philosopher taught Alexander as a teenager. Nathan.
Is that Aristotle?
Yes.
Alexander the Great, 1,600.
According to legend and fulfilling a prophecy, at Phrygia, Alexander boldly undid this object by cutting through it. Ben.
What is the Gordian knot?
Yeah.
Alexander, 2,000.
After defeating him in battle, Alexander placed his own cloak over the corpse of his Persian foe, the third king of this name. Rachel.
Who's Xerxes?
No. Nathan?
Darius? Who's Darius?
Yes.
High-scoring Scrabble words for 1,200, please.
It's a joke, especially a witty or timely one. 15 points. Ben.
What is a quip?
Quip. Correct.
Scrabble, 16.
An act of deception, 14 points. Four-letter word this time is a hoax. Ben.
Scrabble, 2000.
This humped variety of ox originated in South Asia, 15 points. And that's a zebu. Zebu. Two categories in play.
Peace talk, 400.
In Jerusalem, the city of peace, you might hear these two related Hebrew and Arabic words for peace used as a greeting. Rachel?
What's shalom and salam?
That's it.
Peace talk, 800.
Deriving its name from the settling of a dispute, the Peace River flows 1,200 miles across British Columbia and this province just east. Ben?
What is Manitoba?
No. Rachel.
What's Alberta?
That's the province.
Peace talk, 1200.
The 1648 treaty called the Peace of Westphalia ended this decades-long European conflict. Ben?
What is the Hundred Years War?
No. Rachel.
What's the 30 years for?
Yep, all you needed to do was shorten it a little.
Peace Talk 1600.
When Ronald Reagan renamed the MX missile this, some wondered if it would be armed with peace heads. Ben.
What is the peacemaker?
No. Nathan or Rachel? You're close. What is the peacekeeper? Not maker. Rachel, back to you.
Peace Talk 2000.
The Greek goddess of peace was Irene, and this goddess with a three-letter name was her Roman equivalent. Nathan.
It was Pax.
Pax is right.
American folklore for 400, please.
Thebold Feebleson sells sand from this sweltering California location to freezing gold prospectors. Rachel.
What's Death Valley?
Yep.
Folklore 800.
Babe the Blue Ox roams the American timberlands accompanied by this giant companion. Rachel.
Who's Paul Bunyan?
Good.
American Folklore 1200.
Old Stormalong is an American sailor whose ship is so big it scraped through the English Channel, creating this pale landmark. Ben.
What are the White Cliffs of Dover?
You got them.
16.
Answer. Daily Double. All right.
Let's go 4,600.
All right, here is the clue. This Texan cowboy hero tamed a mountain lion and rode it like a horse, using a rattlesnake as a lasso.
Who is Sam Houston?
Who is Pecos?
Pecos Bill.
Bill, Pecos Bill. All right. The $2,000 clue. Tommyknockers are these underground guys who help miners. Ex-mining engineer Herbert Hoover said so and had a statue of one. Nathan?
Was it canary?
No. Ben or Rachel? Talking about gnomes. Gnomes. All right. We have Nathan at 11,800. Final Jeopardy coming up. Today's category, classic TV sitcoms, and we'll have a classic clue in a moment. For our final today, we are dealing with classic TV sitcoms. And players, here's your clue. I Love Lucy used the French word enceinte in a 1952 episode title because CBS didn't want this word used. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Times have changed. They thought this word was vulgar. We'll come to our champion first. Ben, you had 5,200. You were in third place, and you wrote down the correct response. The word is pregnant. Yes, they didn't want to use that word. And you add 601. That takes you up to 5,801, gives you a $1 lead over Rachel, who I believe struggled with this.
Dad.
Yeah, and was unable to come up with anything, so she'll finish, I believe, in third place. She lost 1,000. That drops her to 4,800. And over to Nathan Berger now. He had 11,800, and he wrote down the correct response, and he will not have risked much, only 199. But he winds up with 11,999, and he gets to play again with us right here. We'll see you then.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO.